Mitzi and I moved to a new apartment last August.
太太跟我去年八月搬家。
And because we moved, we also went to IKEA many times.
因为我们搬家，我们去了很多次 IKEA。
We both like IKEA.
我们都很喜欢 IKEA。
And a lot of people like to go to IKEA too.
很多人喜欢去 IKEA。
We even saw our old neighbors at two different IKEA stores.
我们还看到我们之前的老邻居，我们在两家不同的 IKEA 看到他们。
And most people like IKEA for these same three reasons.
很多人喜欢 IKEA，因为这三个原因。
First off, we know what we're getting.
首先，我们知道我们得到的是什么。
We can visit the showroom and see the furniture to buy.
我们可以去展览厅参观要购买的家具。
Second, IKEA is often a good deal.
其次，IKEA 它很划算。
It may not be the cheapest, but it's usually a competitive price.
它可能不是最便宜的，但它的价格很有竞争力。
Third, IKEA provides clear instructions to assemble the furniture.
第三，IKEA 它提供清楚的家具组装说明。
I can build the shelf or table or dresser quickly so we can enjoy it.
我可以很快的搭建架子、桌子或梳妆台，这样我们可以马上的享受这些家具。
You get to see what you're going to buy?
你可以看到你要买的是什么。
The price is usually good.
价钱通常都很不错。
You know what to do when you get home.
你也知道回家之后该做什么。
In a way, Christianity is like that.
在某种程度上，基督教也是这样。
First, God lets us know what he offers.
第一，神让我们知道他所提供的东西。
He gave us the Bible so that we know why we need God and what God does for us.
神赐给我们圣经，让我们知道我们为什么需要神，神为我们做了什么。
We're all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
We have done things that are selfish.
我们都做了一些很自私的事情。
We've thought hateful, angry thoughts about other people.
我们曾对别人产生过仇恨、愤怒的想法。
We've treated things as more important than God.
我们把很多的事情看得比神还重要。
We have all disobeyed God in so many ways.
我们都曾在很多的地方不顺服神。
But God is a perfect God.
但我们的神是一个完美的神。
He can't stand evil.
他没有办法忍受邪恶。
He has to punish it.
他必须要惩罚罪恶。
So Jesus died on the cross and took on our punishment.
所以耶稣死在十字架上，为我们承担了刑罚。
So that we can be forgiven.
所以我们就可以得赦免。
And we can become God's children and have a new life.
而我们可以成为神的儿女，拥有新的生命。
And he will help us to undo our sinful habits.
神帮助我们解除我们罪的习性。
And we can enjoy God forever and have eternity.
而我们可以得到永生，永远的享受上帝。
Second, we also know the price.
第二，我们也知道这个代价是什么。
The price for our sins is death.
我们犯罪的代价是死亡。
But Jesus paid that price for us by dying on the cross.
但耶稣为我们付出了代价，死在十字架上。
Since he paid the price, we only have to believe in Jesus to receive this new life.
像耶稣他已付了代价，我们只要相信耶稣就可以得到这个新生命。
God tells us that this is a free gift.
上帝告诉我们这是一个免费的礼物。
That's a pretty good price, even better than buy one, get one free.
这是一个相当不错的价格，比买一送一更好。
Third, God gives us instructions so that we know how to enjoy this new life.
第三，神给我们指示，让我们知道如何享受这新的生命。
He tells us how we can grow in our relationship with him.
神告诉我们如何，在与他的关系中能够如何成长。
How we can deal with our sinful habits.
我们如何去面对我们罪的习性。
How we can become more like Jesus.
我们如何能够变得更像耶稣。
God lets us know about the new life he offers.
神让我们知道他所提供给我们的新生命。
He tells us the price he paid and what we need to do to receive it.
神告诉我们他所为我们的罪所付的代价，还有我们需要做什么才能够得到他。
And he gives us instructions to enjoy this new life.
给我们指示，让我们能够去享受这新的生命。
In today's passage, Jesus' disciples knew the first two parts.
在今天的经文中，耶稣的门徒们知道了前两个部分。
The disciples knew what God offered.
他们知道上帝所提供的是什么。
And they knew the price Jesus paid for it.
他知道耶稣付出了什么的代价。
But the disciples didn't really know what they were supposed to do with their lives.
但是门徒们并不知道如何活出那新的生命。
Let's take a look at the context around today's passage.
我们今天来看看这段经文的背景。
On Good Friday, we remember the day that Jesus died on the cross.
在耶稣受难的那一日，我们记得耶稣死在十字架上。
After he died, his body was placed in a tomb with a heavy stone to block the entrance.
耶稣死后，他的身体被放在一个坟墓里，入口被一块巨石挡住。
Two days later, several women went to the tomb with spices to take care of Jesus' body.
两天之后，有几个妇女带着香料去坟墓看耶稣。
But when the women arrived, they found that Jesus' body wasn't in the tomb.
当妇女们赶到时，她们发现耶稣的身体已经不在坟墓里了。
It was because Jesus came back from the dead.
这是因为耶稣已经从死里复活了。
Matthew 28 tells us, Jesus met them and said, Greetings. They came up, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus told them, Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there.
马太福音28章9到10节说，忽然耶稣遇见他们，说，愿你们平安。他们就上前抱住他的脚，拜他。耶稣对他们说，不要害怕。你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。
When the woman saw Jesus, they fell at his feet and worshipped him.
当妇人们看见耶稣时，就跪在耶稣的脚下敬拜他。
Jesus gave them instructions to go and tell the disciples to go to Galilee.
耶稣就给这些妇女指示，让他们告诉门徒去到加利利。
Jesus would meet them there.
耶稣会在那里跟他们见面。
Before the disciples met him in Galilee, Jesus appeared to his followers several more times.
在门徒们在加利利见到耶稣之前，耶稣又多次向跟随他的人显现。
Jesus appeared to two as they traveled along a road.
像是耶稣向走在路上的两个门徒显现。
Jesus appeared to his followers when they were in a locked room.
耶稣在一个锁着的房间里向跟随他的人显现。
He appeared to the disciples by the shore and told them where to throw their fishing nets.
耶稣在岸边向门徒显现，告诉他们应该把渔网扔在哪里。
By the time Jesus' disciples met him on the mountain, they had seen Jesus many times.
当耶稣的门徒在山上见到耶稣时，他们已经在之前多次见到耶稣了。
They definitely knew that he was alive.
他们非常肯定的知道耶稣活着。
Matthew 28 tells us the 11 disciples traveled to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but some doubted.
马太福音28章那里说到，十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣预定的山上。他们见了耶稣就拜他，然后还有人疑惑。
Eventually, the disciples traveled to Galilee, to a mountain.
最后，门徒们来到加利利的一座山上。
When they saw Jesus, they worshipped.
当他们看到耶稣时，他们就拜他。
The disciples saw Jesus die and come back from the dead.
门徒看见耶稣死了又从死里复活。
They knew that Jesus was not just a human being.
他们知道耶稣不仅仅是个人。
He was God.
他是神。
So the disciples worshipped him.
所以门徒们就拜他。
They must have been so happy to see Jesus.
门徒见到耶稣一定很高兴。
They knew this was a very special moment.
他们知道这是非常特别的时刻。
But there is an unusual detail here.
但是在这里有一个不寻常的细节。
The Bible says that they worshipped, but some doubted.
圣经说有人敬拜，但有人怀疑。
What does that mean?
这什么意思？
Why did some doubt?
为什么有人怀疑呢？
The New Testament was originally written in Greek.
新约圣经最初是用希腊文写的。
The Greek word for doubt used here doesn't mean that they didn't believe.
所以用希腊语怀疑一词并不是说他们不相信。
It means that they were unsure and hesitated.
而是说他们不确定，犹豫不决。
Some of the disciples didn't know what to do.
有些门徒不知道该怎么做。
What is Jesus' plan now?
耶稣现在的计划是什么呢？
Are the disciples going to travel around with Jesus like they used to?
门徒是否要像以前一样和耶稣一起到处旅行宣道？
Is Jesus going to form an army to free Israel from the Roman Empire?
耶稣要组织军队把以色列人从罗马帝国中解放出来吗？
The disciples know that something is going to happen, but they don't know what it is.
门徒们知道有事情要发生，但他们不知道是什么。
Jesus knows that some are doubting.
耶稣知道有人在犹豫。
They may be worried or scared.
他们可能是担心或害怕。
So Jesus goes close to them and tells them what to do.
所以耶稣走近他们，告诉他们该怎么做。
Jesus came near and said to them, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age.
马太福音说到，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去。使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，或作给他们施洗，归于父子圣灵的名。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Jesus said, "I have all of God's power, and I have a mission for you."
耶稣说，我有上帝所有的能力，我有一个使命要给你们。
Go and make disciples of all nations.
去使万民做门徒。
Baptize new believers.
给新信徒施洗。
Teach people to do the things that I taught you.
教导人们去做我教给你们的事情。
And don't forget, I will always be with you.
不要忘记，我会永远与你们同在。
Jesus gives the disciples clear instructions.
耶稣给门徒们明确的指示。
And what do the disciples do?
那门徒他们是怎么回应呢？
In the book of Acts, we learn that the disciples shared the good news of Jesus.
在使徒行传中，我们知道门徒们分享了耶稣的好消息。
They told many people that Jesus died and rose from the dead.
门徒们告诉许多人，耶稣死了，并从死里复活。
If those people believed in Jesus and turned away from their sins, they would have a new life.
如果这些人相信耶稣，离弃他们的罪，他们就会有一个新的生命。
And thousands and thousands of people believed in Jesus.
因为门徒传福音，于是成千上万的人信了耶稣。
And after these people believed in the good news, the disciples taught them how to follow Jesus.
当这些人信耶稣之后，门徒们就教他们如何跟随耶稣。
The disciples taught the new believers what Jesus did.
门徒们把耶稣所做的事交给新的信徒。
How to love God.
像是如何爱人。
And how to love their neighbors.
以及如何爱他们的邻舍。
And the second generation of Christians went on to share the gospel to more people and teach them how to follow Jesus.
而第二代基督徒继续向更多人分享福音，教导他们如何跟随耶稣。
Jesus' disciples first hesitated on that mountain.
一开始，耶稣的门徒先在山上犹豫不决。
But after Jesus told them what to do, they didn't hesitate.
但当耶稣告诉他们该怎么做之后，他们就不再犹豫。
The disciples didn't hesitate when they were arrested for telling people about Jesus.
当门徒们传因为传福音把耶稣的事告诉别人而被捕的时候，他们也没有犹豫。
They didn't even hesitate when people tried to kill them.
当有人想杀他们的时候，他们也没有犹豫。
The disciples eagerly followed Jesus' instructions.
门徒迫切地按照耶稣的指示去行。
This is a photo of Mount Arbel, a mountain in Galilee.
这是亚伯山的照片，亚伯山是加利利的一座山。
I think in a way all of us here are on that mountain.
像在某种程度上，我们这里所有的人都在这座山上。
We're all standing in front of Jesus.
我们都站在耶稣面前。
Not physically, but spiritually.
不是实体，而是在灵里。
And each of us has been given instructions by God to do something.
我每个人都得到上帝的指示，要我们做一些事情。
But not all of us are supposed to do the same thing right now.
但不是所有的人现在都应该做相同的事。
I think every one of us fits in one of three categories.
我想我们每个人都属于以下三类中其中的一类。
Some of us don't believe in Jesus.
我们有些人不相信耶稣。
Maybe we heard about Jesus from Christians that we know.
也许我们是从认识的基督徒那里听说过耶稣。
We may have heard of his name.
我们可能听说过耶稣这个名字。
And we know that he did something that Christians think is important.
我们知道耶稣做了一些基督徒认为很重要的事情。
But we don't really know what to believe.
但我们真的不知道该相信什么。
If this is you, don't hesitate.
如果你是属于这类的人，不要犹豫。
We're not promised a tomorrow.
我们的明天并没有被应许。
During this pandemic, we don't know what will happen next in our lives.
我们在这场疫情当中，我们不知道接下来会发生什么事情。
You do not want to die without being forgiven by God.
你不想要，你不想在没有得到神赦免之前就死去。
Go ask a Christian to learn more about what Jesus did and what he offers.
去找一个基督徒去问他了解更多关于耶稣所做的事情，还有他可以给你的是什么。
If you have doubts, ask God to help you understand.
如果你有困惑、疑惑，求神帮助你去了解他。
Maybe you know what the gospel is, but you haven't made the commitment to turn to Jesus.
第二类的人，也许你知道福音是什么，但你还没有决定转向神。
Don't hesitate.
不要犹豫。
Ask God to help you to see what is holding you back from believing in Him.
求神帮助你看到是什么阻碍了你相信他。
Ask Him to help you to trust in Him.
求神帮助你信靠他。
Believe in Him.
相信他。
Don't hesitate.
不要犹豫。
Maybe you're on that mountain and you do believe in Jesus.
对不起，这边才是第二类的人。第二类，或许你在那座山上，你确实相信耶稣。
But you don't really know what to do.
但你真的不知道该怎么做。
You understand the gospel.
你了解福音。
And you believe that Jesus died to forgive you of your sins.
你相信耶稣为赦免你的罪而死。
And you know you have a new life and relationship with him.
你知道你有了新的生命，与他建立新的关系。
But you hesitate because you don't know how to follow Jesus.
但你犹豫不决，因为你不知道如何跟随耶稣。
You don't know how to talk to God.
你不知道如何与神交谈。
You don't know how to apply the Bible.
你不知道如何将圣经应用到你的生活中。
You don't know how to explain Jesus to other people.
你不知道如何向别人解释耶稣。
You hesitate because you don't know how Jesus affects your life.
你犹豫不决，因为你不知道耶稣是如何影响你的生命。
Maybe it's because you're a new believer.
或许是因为你是新的信徒。
And this is all new to you.
而这一切对你来说都很陌生。
Or you've been a Christian for a long time, but you haven't been paying attention to growing your spiritual life.
或者你已经做了很久的基督徒，但一直没有花时间在属灵的生命中成长。
If you stay like this, you won't experience God's power in your life.
如果你一直持续这样，你就不会在你的生命中经历到神的能力。
You will continue to be stuck where you are and won't grow.
你会继续困在原地，不会成长。
You won't be strengthened by God to withstand the storms of life.
当你经历生命的风暴时，你并不会从神那里得到刚强。
When you're tempted to do the things you aren't supposed to do, you won't have God's strength to help you resist.
当你被引诱去做那些你不应该做的事时，你不会有神的力量来帮助你抵挡。
When people confront you about your faith, you won't know what to say or how to respond.
当人们挑战你信仰的时候，你会不知道该说什么，也不知道如何回应。
Non-Christians will think that there is no power in Jesus because they will see that Christians' lives look the same as non-Christians.
非基督徒他会认为说，在耶稣身上没有能力，因为他们会看到基督徒的生活跟非基督徒的生活是一样的。
Don't hesitate.
所以不要犹豫不决。
Learn how to follow Jesus.
学习如何跟随耶稣。
Take notes during sermons and lessons and discussions.
在讲到读经讨论时做笔记。
Find experienced Christians to learn from.
寻找有经验的基督徒来学习。
Practice praying and reading the Bible.
学习练习祷告和读经。
And try to apply what you're learning when you're listening to sermons or reading the Bible.
并去运用你在圣经上学到的真理。
Don't hesitate.
不要犹豫。
Ask questions if you're unsure.
如果你有问题就问。
Some of the youth like to ask me questions about the Bible or what we believe.
我们教会有一些青年很喜欢问我关于圣经或信仰的问题。
I'm really encouraged every time they do, because it means they want to learn and grow.
每次他们问我问题时，我就很受鼓励，因为这表示着他们很想学习和成长。
It means they're on the right track.
这说明他们正朝着对的方向前进。
Lastly, maybe you're an experienced Christian.
最后，也许你是一个经历丰富的基督徒。
You're very comfortable praying and reading the Bible.
你对祷告、阅读圣经都非常的熟悉。
You've seen God at work in your life.
你看到神在你生命中的工作。
You know that Jesus tells you to go and teach people how to follow him.
你也知道耶稣告诉你去教导别人跟随他。
But maybe you haven't shared what God taught you.
但或许你还没有分享上帝教给你的东西。
Many churches don't grow because they don't tell other people about the good news about Jesus.
很多的教会之所以没有成长，是因为他们没有把关于耶稣的好消息告诉他人。
So no new believers are added to the group.
所以没有新的信徒进到教会来。
Many churches fall apart because the experienced Christians didn't teach the younger generation how to follow Jesus.
许多教会是之所以瓦解，是因为有经验的基督徒并没有教导年轻的一代如何跟随耶稣。
The older Christians kept their spiritual lives to themselves.
老一辈的基督徒把他们属灵的生命留给自己。
So the younger generation didn't grow a strong relationship with God.
所以年轻的一代，他们与神的关系并不是很牢靠。
Did you know that 59% of young Christians leave the faith?
你知道有 59% 的年轻基督徒离开信仰吗？
Not teaching the next generation is destroying the church.
不教导下一代就是正在摧毁教会。
According to Barna Research, 22% of young Christians that left the faith felt that the church was ignoring the problems of the real world.
根据这个一个研究的调查，22%离开信仰的年轻基督徒认为教会忽视了现实生活的问题。
The people in their church didn't show the inexperienced Christians how knowing Jesus helps them in the real world.
教会的人没有教导新的基督徒，耶稣是如何在平常的生活中帮助他们。
After worship service, these young Christians went to their lives with real struggles and problems, but they didn't know how faith applied to their lives.
在主日崇拜之后，这些年轻的基督徒，他们在带着真实的挣扎跟问题去生活，但他们不知道信仰如何应用信仰在他们的生活当中。
20% of Christians that leave the church said that their faith was not relevant to their career or interests.
24%离开教会的基督徒说，他们的信仰跟他们的专业、他们的工作跟兴趣毫无关系。
They didn't know how Jesus makes a difference at work.
他们不知道耶稣如何在他的工作当中发挥作用。
They needed experienced Christians to share how to honor God at work.
他们需要有 经验的基督徒来分享如何能够在工作中荣耀神。
To not cut corners or do something unethical.
不做一些偷工减料或不道德的事情。
And how to share their faith with their coworkers.
或者是如何与他的同事分享信仰。
18% of Christians that left felt that their faith does not help with depression or other emotional problems.
有 18% 离开教会的基督徒认为他们的信仰对忧郁症或其他他们的负面情绪问题没有帮助。
They had emotional struggles, but nobody from the church was there to help.
他们有很多在情绪上面临的问题，但是在教会里并没有人帮助他们。
They needed Christians that have struggled with depression and other emotional issues to share how God helped them through it.
他们需要那些可能有抑郁症或在其他情绪问题上面有问题的基督徒来分享他们是如何靠着神帮助他们度过难关。
I know all of us have struggled with something.
我们知道有很多人都面临这样的问题。
The younger generation needs to know that it is okay to struggle and that there is hope.
年轻的一代基督徒应该知道这些面临的挣扎困难是虽然我们会面临挣扎但是我们是有希望的。
The greatest danger to the church isn't the world outside.
对于教会来说最大的问题不是外面的世界。
It is experienced Christians not showing the younger generation how Jesus changes lives.
而是有经验的基督徒没有向年轻的一代分享耶稣如何改变他们的生命。
And if we don't teach the next generation, they won't know how to honor God in dating and relationships.
如果我们不去教导下一代，他们就不知道如何在约会和男女的关系中去荣耀神。
They won't know what to do when they see tragedies on the news, like the recent stabbings in North Vancouver or the train crash in Taiwan.
让他们看到新闻中的一些悲剧，像是最近在北温的一个刺杀事件，或者是在台湾的火车坠轨事件，他们将不知道该怎么面对。
If you're an older Christian, or if you're an older experienced Christian, the younger Christians need to see and learn from you.
如果你是有经验的基督徒，年轻的基督徒，新的信徒需要向你学习。
Don't hesitate.
不要犹豫了。
Go share what you have learned.
去分享你所学到的东西。
Teaching isn't just in the classroom.
教导不仅仅是在课堂上的教导。
It can be setting an example for your children by studying the Bible with them.
可以和你们的孩子们一起学习圣经，跟他们树立，可以为他们树立榜样。
It can be seeing someone in church that is struggling and asking them how you can pray for them.
也可以是在教会中看到有需要的人，问他们你可以如何为他们代祷。
It could be simply letting other people know what Jesus is doing in your life.
也或许是你可以让别人知道耶稣在你的生命中成就了什么。
Many Christians complain that they don't feel that God is in their life.
很多的基督徒会抱怨说他们感觉不到神在他们的生命当中。
It's because we're hesitating and not doing what God told us to do.
这是因为我们在犹豫不决，没有做神叫我们做的事。
That's like buying a piece of furniture from IKEA, taking it home, reading the instructions, and then leaving everything on the floor, and then complaining that the piece of furniture doesn't work.
就好像是在 IKEA 买一个家具，你回家看了说明书，你把所有东西都放在地上，什么都不做，然后抱怨这件家具没有用。
If you want to experience God in your life, you need to follow God's instructions.
如果你想在你的生活当中经历神，你需要遵循上帝的指示。
Don't let another Easter pass you by.
不要让另一个复活节与你擦肩而过。
Don't hesitate.
不要犹豫不决。
What does Jesus want you to do now?
想想现在耶稣要你做什么呢？
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, Jesus, for offering us a new life.
谢谢你，耶稣为我们提供一个新的生命。
Help us to change in the right direction so we can experience a new life in you.
帮助我们在正确的方向上做改变，让我们能与你一起经历这新的生命。
Let us know what we are hesitating on so that we can obey your instructions.
让我们知道自己在犹豫什么，好让我们能顺从你的指示。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉耶稣的圣名，我祷告。
Amen.
Amen.